Good year, Baruch Hashem. We started the new year. Thank you, Hashem, and Barach, the Creator. Thank you very much. Rav is on the phone. You see, I was on the phone also.
It's the same person.
It's his iPhone. It's kosher iPhone. It's wise. Of course, he's answering only this way. Am Yisrael is his real wife. He's married to Am Yisrael a lot more than he's married to his wife. Committed. Hi, Rabbi Stein, Rabbi Stein.
Only two?
Thank you, Hashem, Yitzbarach. Thank you very much. Baruch Hashem, it's the winter. And it's been created only for learning Torah, to spend time in the Beis Midrash. And also the days, almost there are no holidays. Even that there is Hanukkah, but it's not like that. It's one part. We're continuing to learn. It's not breaking the seders. Until Nisan, we have time to climb, to learn Torah, praising Hashem forever. Like that I told you, I'm saying it again, and I believe in it, that this year we're not going to read the Parsha of Vayelech. Vayelech, we're going to read it only in Tafshin Ayin Vav. So this way there will be no darkness. It's written over there, Aster Astir Panai. So Hashem will not going to hide His face this year. This year we're going to reveal the godliness that everyone, all of the world is going to know Hashem, praising Hashem forever. There is not, that verse will not going to be that Hashem is hiding His face. Like that new song that we heard from Rabbeinu, even in the most hidden place, I'm standing, Hashem Yitzbarach is saying, I'm here, I'm standing. There is no darkness anymore. That verse will not going to be this year. Next year there won't have no reason to hide, so it will not going to, the darkness of next year will not going to hide the light of Hashem anymore. It means that in this year people can achieve and to go and grow in Avodat Hashem, individual and generally, very much, and to illuminate that huge light, praising Hashem forever. I met a certain Jew. His name is Shlomo Ben Tzila. He asked me to bless him, so I remember his name. To say his name, I'm used to say his name. The first argument in the Shas, in the Gemara, is the argument on Smicha. If you put your hands on the head of the sacrifice or not. So he wrote something where the argument started, that you need to count on the head. If you count on your head, this is where the arguments are starting from. If you count on your own head, everyone count on his own wisdom, like that it's written. Even if it's in your hands, don't lean on it, don't count on it. So from that all of the arguments started. This is why it's written that Mashiach will come in a time that people will not going to think on him, when people are going to be distracted from thinking on it. Only when people are counting only on faith, only by faith you can see the face of Mashiach. So with help of heaven, I heard from Rabbi Krul that it's written on Noach. Rashi is saying on Noach. Rabbeinu are praising him, and there are ones that are saying that he was righteous. There are, so it's written Rabbeinu only when they were praising him. Others were saying bad things on him, but it wasn't our rabbi, it wasn't Rabbeinu. The question is, why we need to compare Noach to Avraham Avinu? Every righteous, he's righteous. Noach, he was righteous man in his generation. Simple in his generation. What's so bad in it that you need to discuss? Why you need to compare him? Why to compare him especially to Avraham? Why not to compare him to another righteous man? So for sure, there is a question. If Noach was so righteous, and you testify on him that he's a righteous man in his generation, so from him, that all of the beginning of Am Yisrael is going to start, that it's going to start from him. This is why Rabbeinu learned all of that issue and compared him to Avraham Avinu to tell you that no, it's true. Even if you're going to praise him, you're going to say good things on him, but he cannot be the head of the nation of Am Yisrael. The one that gives wisdom to the man helped me to understand that the main point, a lot of points there are, like the Rashi is saying over there, but the main point is the point of that issue of to illuminate the light not only to yourself. Noach, he was righteous for himself. He was sitting and learning and praying. Whatever Hashem told him, he done. He wasn't moving an inch from the reality of Hashem. Like that Hashem commanded him, he was keeping whatever Hashem told him. Perfect. He was righteous man for himself. All of the world is going to be slaughtered. Alright, let them be slaughtered. No one going to left. Alright. The only thing that he done is that if people would ask him, he would answer to them. Hashem gonna bring the flood and gonna destroy the world to scare them. A man that he's inside desires and lusts in the filth of this world, he cares about those prophecies. If you're gonna tell him that you're gonna fear from a flood, he really believes in what that you tell him. This is the only thing that Noach done. This is why we compare him to Avraham. Because Avraham Avinu, Hashem Yitbarach, he's testifying on him. I knew that he's going to command his children to follow his footsteps after them. And all, Avraham went. He walked from one to the other. He and Sarai, his wife, they went to convert people. Abraham was converting the men, and Sarah was converting the women to distribute the faith in the world. He made all of that in the issue of bringing guests over. He done it only to bring close to the world that they're going to come and going to receive from him pleasure. And when you enjoyed in his house, you can influence on him when he enjoyed in your house. Now he got that Hakarat HaTov, recognizing the good that you've done with him, so you can influence on him, so he can be the nation, the head of the nation of Am Yisrael, because that he going to command his children all to work in distribution, not only to be righteous for yourself, to see and to learn and to pray. And to be a learner and a genius, just like I told you, Rav Rotman from the third wall, he met me And he told me that the one that wrote the Shomer Emunim, Rabbi Aaron Rata, is merited and protect us all. He told me a certain name of a certain tzaddik, righteous man that lived here, that lived over there. And he asked him, that righteous man asked Rabbi Aaron, what are you planning to do? So he said, I'm gonna sit, I'm gonna. So he asked Rabbi Aaron, what are you gonna do with your life? He said, I'm gonna sit, I'm gonna learn Torah, I'm gonna do this, I'm gonna do that. He told him, no, 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 don't do that. Go and bring people closer to Hashem, because in heaven they're gonna be a lot happier if you're gonna bring one Jew closer to Hashem, a lot more if you're gonna know all of the Torah, all Shas, all of the Zohar, all of the Midrashim, all of the Torah. This is what it means that he's gonna command his children. We need to know that. We need to also want to be Talmidei Chachamim and righteous people, but also to be Mezakei Rabim, to help others, to know that this is the reason that we've been chosen. This is why Abraham Avinu been chosen to be the head of the nation, him and not no one else from the righteous people. I thought not only Noach, there were a lot of righteous people. Why Hashem haven't chosen them to be the head of the nation of Am Yisrael? Because of that point, that he's going to command, he's going to bring them closer to walk. Don't be righteous only for yourself, just go, distribute, bring Am Yisrael close. This is the yeshiva, this is the yeshiva, this is the essence of the yeshiva. It's wonderful, we're sitting, we're learning the hours that we need to learn, putting the power, investing power in limud and praying on it and to succeed on it. And the issue of prayers and itbodedut and to be righteous, also to be strong, guarding your eyes, being holy, British Shalom. The issue of itbodedut, praises and thanks, all of that to be righteous, but also to be Mezakei Rabim. The yeshiva, everyone have to be Mezakei Rabim. Everyone, we said, we spoke on it last year, that everyone is going to be obligated minimum one time a week to go to make classes, to go to knock on doors in houses. But it's a fact. It's a fact that everyone that goes out to bring people, they are succeeding. The guys in the Avrechim, you can see it, that they're making fruits. They have fruits. It's a fact. You put effort, you found it, believe. It's a merit. This is part of all of this yeshiva. I'm going to read you a part from the Zohar, in the introduction of that Zohar.
Okay.
The Zohar is saying that there is fear from heaven, and it's divided to three sections, three parts. Two of them, there is nothing important main in them, like it's supposed to be. And one, he is the main part of the fear from heaven. There is a person that he is afraid from Hashem, that his children gonna live and will not gonna die. And he's very afraid from punishments on his body, or that his money gonna be hurt. So he's afraid. He wants his pocket to be full. He wants to live like he should. This is why he is afraid. So actually he is afraid from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He's not putting the fear from heaven to be the main thing. It's not the main thing for him to be afraid from Hashem. The main thing for him is the money, is the children. Fear from heaven, By the way, if this is the term,
the
thing that you want, if the thing that is stopping me from achieving boys and money is that I need to be afraid from Hashem, so I'm going to be afraid from Hashem. But there is a person that is afraid from Hashem because he's afraid from punishment, he's afraid from hell. He's saying, oh, if there is hell, so he's afraid. Those two are not main Yira. They're very far from Yirat Hashem, from fear from heaven. From the Yira, that's her center. The man is afraid from Hashem because he is the king and there is nothing except of him and his control on all of the world. Afraid from the honor, you respect Hashem. Hashem commanded. Hashem. He is covering and surrounding all of the world. You cannot reach him, you cannot cover him, you cannot understand him. His greatness, you cannot investigate and understand. He's huge, he's a hero. And he's Noah. What's Noah? When I'm saying Noah, I'm thinking on that Zohar. What it means, Noah? That he is illuminating, that there is no end to his greatness, that he's a hero. You cannot understand. Why we're afraid of him? Because it's him. We're afraid from his greatness because he's so great. This is how I'm aiming. This is what it's my intention. Because he's really who that he is. That he is the reason of all reasons. That he is endless. That he is infinity. In all of the world, they doesn't count nothing compared to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And you put and a man should put his will in the place that calls Yirah, fear from heaven. And also the Zohar is talking also on love, and the Zohar is saying, Rabbi Elazar said, he's writing here that without love, what is that love? That the man gonna love the Creator, a complete love. What is a complete love? It's a huge love that it's written, walk in front of me and be innocent, be simple, serve me with love. This is what that Hashem commanded Abraham, be complete with your love. This is what it's written that Hashem Elohim said, gonna be a light. This light is that love. And the main thing is to love, that the man gonna love the Ribono Shel Olam, the Creator, like he should. So Rabbi Elazar said, Father, a complete love. Rabbi Elazar said to his father, to Rabbi Shimon, I heard something on it. So Rabbi Shimon told him, say, talk, speak. What you heard? Say it in front of Rabbi Pinchas, that he is standing in that level. Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai testified on Rabbi Pinchas that he's got a complete love. He achieved that complete love from both sides. And if it's not included in two sides, it's not a complete love. This is what the Zohar is saying. On that we learned, from two sides you can measure the love of HaKadosh Baruch. There is one that loves him because he's got wealth. You love him because he's rich, he's got long life, he's got children surrounding him, he controls on his enemies, everyone are, they love him, jealous about him, envious at him. So people love him. But if it would be differently, if that person gonna be in the opposite side, he will be poor. And Hashem gonna bring Chas v'Shalom judgments on him, the circle of judgments. So the person gonna hate him, will not gonna love him at all.
Because of that, that love is not a love that got a center. It's not a main love. Because you love him, because that's like that the devil said to HaKadosh Baruch Hu on Iyov, no, what do you think? He loves you because of you. He is rich, he has got children, so he's got everything. This is why he loves you. Let's see, let's touch a little bit in his issues and let's see if he's gonna stay, stick to you. Love that calls a complete love. It's love that is in both sides, when in good things and in judgment. That you love Hashem Yitbarach in every situation. That you say thank you in every situation, like we're teaching. Here you see the Zohar. On everything you say, you praise Hashem, thank you. Judgment, thank you. Mercy, thank you. Love Hashem always. Fix yourself that you love HaKadosh Baruch Hu, even if you take your soul, like that the Gemara is saying, Bechol Nafshecha, even if you take your soul, Bechol Meodecha, even if you took all of your money, with all of your heart, even in both of your Yetzarim, that you're going to be a complete love in every midah that he is measuring for you, that it's going to be in both sides. The light of HaKadosh Baruch Hu went out to the world, but he or that Hashem brought out the light, and then it been hidden. HaKadosh Baruch Hu took it out and hid it. This was the din akasha. This is the hard judgment. So when you love HaKadosh Baruch Hu, even though that you hide the light, this is a perfect love. To hide the light, it's for the good, because only by loving HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when he hides the light, you can complete your love and to love Hashem in a perfect way. All mercy. When the light has been hidden, then becomes hard, rough judgment. Now you can love Hashem in a perfect way, to say thank you on everything. Yosef Chaim told us that he was in a certain store here that had been opened. So the owner of the store, he told him, I'm going to give you a good advice that you're going to have good power. Every client that comes, say thank you, the Creator, that client came. So that owner of the store told him to Yosef Chaim, you come to teach me on thanks, I'm going to tell you. He was in the street, he was in debts, horrible debts. In the heights of how do you say, like buildings that hits the sky.
Skyscrapers
of death. And he said he took the CD of Say Thank You to Hashem Yitbarach Hu Barab, and he was hearing it even when he was asleep. And I was hearing that even at night. I was hearing it 24 hours a day. I was praying, I was eating, and I was listening to the Rav of Disco Barab on thanks and praises 24 hours, and I was just saying thank you and thank you. All of the debts disappear, and I have huge bounty. Here I have a store. You come to teach me about thanks. Look what it means, one city. You understand what it means, one city? One city can teach a person to say thank you on the hard judgment. And now the Zohar told us it means that he loves Hashem, a complete love. He loves Hashem a complete love. I met a certain Jew, I don't remember his name, I don't know his name. He told me something huge, very important. Should test the nations in what? In mitzvah of Sukkah. They're gonna ask to be Jewish. They tell them, all right, keep the mitzvah of Sukkah. What's a Sukkah? Sukkah is faith. Tzila de Memnut, a shade of faith. You need to say thank you on everything is good. I'm connecting it to Hashem. I know that it's all for the good. Teaching them faith. He's saying, all right, I want that. Really, it makes me happy. I want to keep it. To be always in depression and chase after myself. Alright, I want to believe. Immunized, faith is good. So he's saying, alright, I'll try. What HaKadosh Baruch Hu is doing? Took out the sun, the judgment, that love, perfect love, and you kick. And then that person is kicking the sukkah. He's ready to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu as long as when everything is good and comfortable, why not? Why not? Why not to believe in HaKadosh Baruch Hu? There is some comfort, there is a place to strengthen yourself, there is joy, wonderful. But when there are judgments, like the Zohar here is saying, that there are judgments, there you starting to kick. So Hashem, Baruch Hashem, gave me that wisdom. Wonderful. Yossi HaKohen. Yossi the sweet. We're Chabruta. Once in a while we're learning, not a little bit, but also good. We're talking. Chidushe Toda, we're saying. Lagdil Toda ula'adira. Praising Hashem. So Kadosh Baruch Hu gave us that wisdom to understand together that we need to increase the thanks and praises. All of the effort that the man is going to come to what that we learn now in the Zohar, that he's going to come to that to serve Hashem in a perfect way. So for that we need to increase the thanks and praises. So we decided to open, with help of heaven, here in the yeshiva. How we called it? Academy for thanks. Academia means Akadem Panav Betoda. I'm gonna receive his face with thanks and praises. Academia Letoda. I'm gonna accept the face of Hashem in thanks and praises. With help of heaven. So 1 hour every day in the noontime, he's going to give us a certain clear open room. We're going to put a note that people are going to come and strengthen themselves on thanks and praises, going to tell stories on thanks, going to learn on thanks, going to increase the thanks and praises to Hashem. Strength ourselves. That we're going to have that merit. Yes, we have to write the stories, more stories and more stories on thanks. So, I said thank you and I've been saved. Here someone is telling, someone wrote that note. A certain goy before of his conversion process, I gave distribute the books of Arab to him. I called him. He called me 2 days ago. If he's doing enough, it was a zut, and if it's in the right way, he's doing 40 minutes in the morning, in the noon 40 minutes, at night 40 minutes. I was ashamed that I'm not doing what it is doing. The goy is doing more than the one that distributed the books to him. Another story of distribution. Another story. Here and there we hear, but we don't hear even 1%. Not even one from thousand we don't hear. Thanking Hashem Yitbarach, the books and CDs are running in the world. And it's just growing and growing, making students that make students. This is why we cannot even understand. We hear story here and there. The thanks, what they wrote here. Rav didn't understand that note. No matter what that he meant, it's good. Main thing that we wanted to strengthen is that topic, that Hashem gave us that wisdom, that we wrote those four booklets, good stones, Margaliot, the name is, to see that there is no Jew in the world that doesn't have those booklets. We need to translate them very fast to all of the languages and to push them. And praising Hashem, you don't know how much light. You don't know. It's something huge. It's the biggest light that ever came down to this world. The biggest light that came down to the world. Those booklets. The light of thanks. The light of thanks. Praising Hashem forever. Strengthen yourself. And everyone strengthen himself to read, to learn from from those booklets to go only with thanks and praises and songs to Hashem Yitzvarach. A certain Avrech from a certain yeshiva that I met him depressed, anxiety, sadnesses, you cannot count, cannot tell what he went through all of his life, what he went through. He's depressed on all of his life. I strengthened him and I recommended for him to read the books. He started to live, start to praise Hashem and to thank Hashem. Hashem saved his life. We need to know the faith in Hashem Yitzbarach, to believe, to love Hashem. It's not just fear because you need something. It's love from both sides, not because you need. To know that in every step, with all of your heart, with all of your soul, with everything you've got, to say thank you in everything, like that Hashem gave me that wisdom. Not to connect the wisdom to the wisdom. Say thank you before everything, before you understand, say thank you. This is what it means to bring the faith before of using the wisdom. First of all, you don't understand, looks the worst for you, still say thanks. Just to say thank you and thank you and thank you. Say thank you. Put the thanks before of your wisdom. I hope and I ask Hashem to give us that simple wisdom to believe in Hashem Yitzbarach, to know Hashem. Praising Hashem. He loves us in every condition, in every situation. Another story of thanks someone wrote. Two things very important for the community. There is a course in Hadrachat Chatanin teaching people how to explain the rules, the halachic rules for grooms, a lot of halachot and teachings of Shalom Bayit. I'm telling you, someone that is not signing up for that, he is losing, bringing important rabbis, and it's very concentrated and very deep. Someone that is not doing it, he's losing. Mamash is losing. You need to write to register it yourself with Rav Ohad Mizrahi today. If you listen to Hashem today, go in 3 weeks. You put your power and you're full. You know all of the halachot of purity of the family. You can watch over your family. You have a lot of advice on holiness and Shalom Bayit. Last time was perfect, was amazing, and for sure this time is going to be even better and better. So it's very important, and it's a duty, it's important to do it, everyone, to have that merit. How many times a week? It's going to start in 3 weeks. Once a week, it's once a week, and it's starting in 3 weeks from now, for a few months course. It's a duty. Another important thing, women of our community are going Sunday till Tuesday to Kenar, vacation. Like every year, blessing Hashem. So all of the men, put all of your efforts, send your wives. Not to stop your wives from going. Renew yourself. Strengthen yourself. They're strengthening themselves. They're very happy. They deserve it. And it's going to be also the beginning of the new time. And they're going to be relaxed and happy. You can sit and learn. Let them go for 3 days and they're going to let you go and learn for all of this Seder. With help of heaven, we have more time, a little bit. So I'm going to read to you. The Chatam Sofer is saying, praise Hashem all the nations, praise Him all of the nations. They see that HaKadosh Baruch Hu increased the kindness on Am Yisrael, then they're praising. But Am Yisrael, they're saying, thank you Hashem Baruch, because His kindness is forever. Not only when the kindness of Hashem Yitbarach grow, then they said thank you. The goyim, they're praising Hashem when they see the kindness grow. But us, we're praising Hashem Yitbarach in all of the conditions, in all of the situations, not only. The goyim, when they see the kindness grow, so they're praising Hashem Yitbarach. When they see that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is bringing more kindness on Am Yisrael, they're praising. But us, we are praising Hashem Yitbarach in every time. There is no time that Hashem is not kind. I'm just completing the words of Arav. Just helping completing the words of Arav. Words of Arav. So the Chatam Sofer is saying that when Noach, he sent the raven, he was resisting, he was arguing with Noach. And the pigeon, she listened to Noach. Yonah is teaching us on Knesset Israel. It's the faith in wise people. The raven said, what, Noach can bring something new? Hashem commanded that we need to be in the ark until He's going to command us to go out. So we need to sit and wait. This is it. That when HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to tell us to go out, we're going to go out. What Noach now is telling us. But the dove, she had faith in wise people. Even that Hashem commanded. But the righteous man can cancel decrees. He can decree and HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to keep it. He can receive something by the Torah Shebaal Peh. He can understand what Hashem commanded. He can understand the Torah. Chatam Sofer is writing that the Yonah is teaching us on Knesset Israel. That they have faith in wise people, praising Hashem forever. So now the Rabbi says, Rav Naftali, Hallelujah Hashem, praise Hashem. We're saying, the non-Jews, they're saying thank you when they see the kindness grow. Like the Rabbi explained, a wonderful explanation. But it's also explained what that Rabbeinu said in Likutei Moharan in Torah 102. When the kingship of Hashem been revealed, when He's influencing good to Am Yisrael, the non-Jews, they cannot see the Hashem and His greatness. Just only when Hashem is influencing bounty on Am Yisrael. And us, Am Yisrael, we're thanking Hashem Yitbarach in every situation. We're saying it in the prayer. And all of the life people are going to praise you with no stoppings, with no end. Forever going to thank you and thank you. Why? Because it's good. Because everything is good. So us, we're thanking Hashem in every situation. It's all good. We're thanking Hashem because all good. The kindness of Hashem never ends. There was a person that was choking. He didn't have air. He couldn't breathe. And he was thanking Hashem out of his stress. And he said to Hashem, Hashem, also me, I belong to you. Thank you, it all belongs to you. When he said thank you, Mamash felt relief and felt a lot better. Like we're saying, the soul belongs to you and the body belongs to you. Everything is yours, Hashem. The soul is yours, the body is yours. So for sure that what you're going to decide is the best. Even if you're going to ask for me to bring you back something that belongs to you, so you're going to do the best with it. Hashem going to damage himself. Hashem going to hit himself. So you see that for sure whatever Hashem is doing is all for the good. It's all for the good. What? Hashem is hitting, damaging himself. Your soul belongs to Hashem and the body belongs to Hashem. Also, give a big smile. We open the academy for thanks and praises. We want, like that story, to increase, to have more stories every day, renew with thanks and praises. Really, to renew, to come and say thank you. We have a few more minutes, so why to lose those minutes? what did I say about
Bereshit,
that the word Bereshit, God created heaven and earth. He wanted to create the world in the attribute of judgment, but he saw that the world will not exist, so he brought in also the midah of kindness. Why? What is that? Is that Hashem gave us the permission to pray. The midah of rachamim is the permission to pray. If the world is going to be in judgment, you cannot pray. I command you, don't drive in red light. Don't drive. This is it. You're not driving in red light. There are rules. Don't move. Not to the right, not to the left. If you're going to move, you're going to receive a slap. But people, so poor, they cannot stand in those standards. They don't even have, they cannot reach that level. This is why Hashem joined the midah of mercy, that a man can pray, please Hashem help me, give me the power to overpower in my yetzirah, make kindness, do kindness with me, be kind, and you can beg. Prayer calls rachamim, mercy. Ask, please Hashem help me, make kindness, do kindness with me, give me the power. And like we explained with the kindness of Hashem, that the thanks is opening all of the gates, all of the gates. Like we wrote in the book, Gardens of Gratitude, not only that open the gates, there are no gates breaking the walls. A gate without a door, all open always, no door. And the gates of tears, there are gates. There are doors over there. They're closing and opening from the whiners, from the ones that are complaining, so they're closing the doors. Only if you're crying out of joy, out of happiness. But when you praise and thank Hashem, you break the walls, you break the windows, you just enter, walking in strength ourselves in that effort of thanks and praise and songs to Hashem. Sweet year, year of learning Torah, year of distribution, praising Hashem.
Amen.
Toda.